Hello and welcome to News 24 on Air, our live audio service. I'm Mihlali Nsabo. Ministers and their deputies now have to declare the state of their financial affairs after President Cyril Ramaphosa finally approved a promise he made 6 years ago of conducting lifestyle audits in his cabinet. Ministers and deputies will have to state whether they are drowning in debt or if they're up to date paying their vehicle finance agreements and bonds. And they also have to submit their bank account details. But the question is, will there be any repercussions if someone fails this lifestyle audit? To tell us more on this, we are joined on the line by Siyamthanda Xapa, politics reporter at News 24. Siyamthanda, thank you for joining us. Perhaps take us through some of the other things that will be vetted in this lifestyle audit. So we know that ministers and deputies have to declare whether they're under debt review, the state of their bonds and loans, etc.
Some of the things that the presidency wants to know is, where are your kids going to school? They want to know if any of your dependents or children are working for government and in what capacity. And the presidency also wants to know if you have any trust, any business, any other form of income is something else they're looking at here. But I thought it was very interesting that they're wanting to know very, very personal details around your debt and your money. And as you've said, it's going to be interesting what happens post this lifestyle audit.
Right. And do we know who will be commissioned to conduct this lifestyle audit, and how frequently will it be done?
So the details around the lifestyle audit are still very sketchy. When Cyril Ramaphosa answered questions in the National Assembly about these details, and these questions were posed by the DA, he revealed that they are mulling over having the State Security Agency or the SIU embark on these lifestyle audits. So whether or not this is something that's actually going to happen in this manner, it's very unclear at this moment.
Right. Siyamthanda, there's also, of course, the cynical question of why it took so long for the approval of this auditing.
I think it's safe for us to say, Mihlali, that up until this point, the president and the presidency have been dilly-dallying on this matter. He's had 6 years to commission these lifestyle audits, and we're only seeing it being done now. A lot of there's a sentiment that this is an electioneering gimmick, that nothing is going to come, and it's only because they're under pressure to prove that they're serious about renewal and acting on people that are corrupt. But it's also important, I mean, it's going to be interesting what really comes out if they release the information to us, because it is important to know how and why they are leading such lifestyles, specifically younger and just everyone in parliament. It's very important for people to know.
Right.
So, yeah.
And of course, another question, I think, and this question has been quite prevalent in the comments in your story, is that wouldn't that 6 years been long enough to give whoever may have had something to hide do exactly that?
100%. I've also been watching the comments, and it is a fair comment, because he did really have 6 years. And that's why I was questioning as well, why at this point? Your term is coming to an end. Parliament is going to be dissolved in a month or two. All of a sudden, ministers are now, the NDP ministers are now only acting on this now. In fact, the presidency is now only doing it now. So it really begs the question, why now? And if you find that some of the people in your cabinet have indeed been living beyond their means, and let's say, for example, they don't come back into the cabinet after the election, why? What was the point then of it all?
Right. And Siyamthanda, just to circle back to, you know, the skepticism around whether or not is this another form of, you know, electioneering. I'm curious to find out perhaps if really this is also not, can't be seen as maybe, you know, the governing party, for example, being worried about how it actually might trail in the upcoming elections.
I try not to link state and party, but essentially they do come together at some point. And I think it is important to note that the ANC has promised, as it was putting together its list, compiling the list, it has promised that their candidates will undergo lifestyle audit. Whether or not they will actually make right on that, it's to be known, it's to be seen. But I think it is important to note that the ANC has said, I mean, government does take its line from, they do take their cue from the ANC.
Right.
So I do feel that the two could be linked. As for the timing, and also going forward, I think we should look very carefully at how the ANC will go about their own NIFA audit. Will they be using spies within the government? Those are things that I think will be interesting to look at going forward. But to answer your question about do they think, is it because they know that they could lose some control? Listen, the ANC has, well, when we pose questions to them about polls and how they seem to be faring in the polls, up until now they've rubbished those polls, saying that they are right wing and they don't subscribe and they don't respond to the polls. But I think by now we know that when they sit down amongst themselves, they do speak about the possibility of coalitions. And they do have a subcommittee on coalitions where they discuss these things.
Mm.
But to come out and actually speak on them, that's something we haven't seen yet.
Right. And Siyamthanda, we've seen time and time again, you know, nothing happening to, you know, officials who've been implicated in corruption. Do we know if there will be any repercussions should a minister or their deputy fail this lifestyle audit?
This week, when we were speaking to, it's the ANC again, we were speaking to Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, we did ask this question, what happens post-lifestyle audit? And he couldn't answer the question. He just said, we will get to that point. We'll figure it out when they get there. So I think even with these government, like audits within the government, it's unclear. No one is saying, if you find out that your ministers or everything, so they are living beyond the means, are you going to fire them? Are they going to be suspended for a few months? As we've seen, when some ministers get into some debt for a month and dock salaries. But right now, the government and the presidency has not declared on that.
Right. And you've also seen this document, right? And I just wanted to find out from you, does it actually seem feasible, you know, in terms of like what it actually set out to do?
Listen, with the resources at the presidency's disposal, like SSA and the SIU, I think the government has the capacity to actually go ahead and do it properly.
Right.
But also, it's also up to the ministers and deputy ministers themselves to actually volunteer this information. I think it's a two-way street. But if the government and the ANC are serious about it, it can actually be done. I think so.
Right. Siyamthanda Gcapha, politics reporter at News24. And you can find the story on news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Ihlali Ntsabo.